Emily.
This is Lauren.
From Nice Apple. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Dial.
Radio listeners, this is CITR, and this is Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR. Already, throw the show out. Already messed it up. Coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. At the top there, we heard Slater Kinney from their album All Hands on the Bad One. That was the song Your No Rock and Roll Fun. That song's almost 20 years old? 2000? Jeepers creepers. Anyways, Slater Kinney rolling, well, two-thirds of Slater Kinney are rolling back into town tonight. They're going to play at the Commodore. I remember seeing them in 2001 on my birthday. Great show, and yeah, everyone have fun tonight. I just was reading about why Janet Weiss left the band, and that's really too bad, but I'm sure they've found a very suitable replacement, and I'm sure everyone's going to have a great time tonight at the Commodore. Have fun. On today's show, we have some new Arthur Russell. A compilation of his has just been released, so that's exciting. We've got some new Lisa Prank, and previewing a couple of shows happening this weekend, as per usual. But I'm going to start off with a Chicago artist. Their name is Fran, and this is from their new album, A Private Picture. This is the song So Surreal. Fran, here we go. This is her song.
Thank you. very time that I walked outside and followed you. Down the coast, I took a ride, I followed you. The sooner that I can find a place in the sun. And if I say I look it, the sailboat on the sea. Just look around and I'll be found anywhere that you might be. A road, a bus, too old to go New York to follow you. I drove the car that doesn't work, I'll follow you. The sooner I can find a place in the sun. And if I say I like it, the sailboat on the sea. And if I say I like it, the sailboat on the sea. Broke the bottles in the store to follow you. Left the money on the floor, I'll follow you. The sooner that I can find a place in the look around and I'll be found anywhere that you might be. Less in time to follow. I follow you. The things I took a ride, I'll follow you. The sooner that I can find.
All right, that was Arthur Russell from his brand new compilation entitled Iowa Dreams. Originally an Iowan, came up as an artist in New York. And yeah, I mentioned this a couple weeks back, but his estate was donated or acquired by the New York Public Library, and they have assembled a team to put out his music and kind of act as a steward for his, or shepherd, whatever, for his music. And he left a ton of demos and other unreleased music. And so this is a series of demos he recorded with John Hammond in the mid-70s to shop around to try and get a major record label, something that never happened. And a lot of these songs, this is the only, they didn't get re-recorded. So these are demo sessions, but they're really wonderful. And I found definitely Arthur Russell's like a pretty overwhelming person to try and like listen to, or like figure out what to listen to. But this would be a really great start if you're new to that, along with Calling Out of Context, which was a really great compilation from a couple years back. Before that, we heard Ducks Unlimited from Toronto. That was the title track from their new Get Bleak EP. And at the top, we heard Fran from A Private Picture. That was the song So Surreal. Going to bring it back to the West Coast. Lisa Prank has a new record out. It's called Perfect Love Song, and it was produced in Seattle by none other than Rose Melberg, a local indie luminary. And she sings on one of the songs. I didn't pick that song to play, but maybe next week. But let's give a listen to Cross My Fingers. This is Lisa Prank.
So tough. Now I am broken hearted. TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities.
They are doing this by developing gender-affirming, client-centered models of service.
Ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available.
and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support.
Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for the trans members of our community. The Morning After Show is celebrating its 20th anniversary on Friday, November 22nd at the Rickshaw Theater. Jenny and the Mexicats will be lighting up the stage along with special guests Maria Blues from LA, and also our local favorites, Roomba 7 and Kawama. The show starts at 8 p.m. on November 22nd. You can get your tickets now for $20 at Red Cat or High Life, or buy it online at Eventbrite. Come celebrate 20 years of eclectic sounds and live music on The Morning After Show.
Yes, that was OKGB from Victoria, produced by the great Julian Mars, and they are crossing the Salish Sea to come over to play a show at Redgate on Saturday night. They're going to be joined by their fellow capital Cityans, Victorians, what would you say? I don't know. Blue A, and then also playing with local stalwarts Little Sprout and Nicholas L. Barkman. That's at Red Gate on Saturday night. Good stuff. Before that, we heard Nahiwayak from Edmonton, Treaty 6 Territory. That's from their album Nipi, and that was the song Otenewa. And they are going to be here on campus. They're playing at the Museum of Anthropology on December 5th. And it is some sort of sound house. It's not just a straight-up concert. So if you like what you heard, definitely look into that. And at the top, we heard Lisa Prank. No plans to come to town, but hopefully sometime soon. That was from her album Perfect Love Song. That was the song Cross My Fingers, out now on Lost Sound Tapes. Angel Olsen is coming to town December 10th. She's playing at the old, Orpheum, a nice, very nice place. And she has a very beautiful, orchestral, expansive new record out. It's called All Mirrors. We're going to listen to the song Lark. And still debating whether or not I'm going to shell out big money for an Orpheum show, but I think eventually I'll cave and I'll be happy with my choice. This is Angel Olsen with Lark.
To forget you is to hide. There's still so much left to recover. If only we could start again, pretend. Told me that I was the reason.
Revealing, nor the ricochet in the cave, nor the hand. Learning bike mechanics, jazzing up or fixing your bike, even buying your first bike? Look no further than the Bike Kitchen, located in room 36 of the UBC Life Building. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's community bike shop, offering tune-ups, mechanic classes, and a vast selection of used bikes, as well as an all-around good vibe. Come by and experience it for yourself, on Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., or on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn more at thebikekitchen.ca.
X. Christmas time. At Mint Records.
We know you'll have a great time at this year's Mint Records Ridiculously Early Xmas Party.
Join us at the Red Gate on November
30th
for a warm and festive evening of music with Dumb, Tough Age, Necking, Supermoon, Kelarissa, and Jay Arner.
As usual, Santa will be giving away presents jammed with goodies from his elves at Audiopile, Nemesis Coffee, Lucky's Comics, and Six Cent Press, along with a surprise Mint release to the first 50 people through the door.
Limited advance tickets are available online or at Red Cat Records and Neptune Records.
X.
Tune in to Too Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
Thank you.
All right, that was Aura Kogan from her new, or from an old record entitled Pop Alliance Volume 4, CITR Mint Records Pop Alliance Volume 4. That was the song Move. She is going to be at the Lido tonight, a rare Vancouver appearance. And she's releasing a new record entitled, what's it called? It's not posted on her Bandcamp yet. It's called Bell in the Ruins. Bells in the Ruins. And yeah, should be a lovely night if you can make your way down to the Lido. Before that, we heard Big Thief from their new record, Two Hands. That was the song Not. Probably, what, like top five songs of the year for me. I love that song so much. Hearing it performed live a few weeks ago when they played at the Vogue, ooh, gave me goosebumps. Yeah, Big Thief doing great things this year. And at the top, we heard Angel Olsen from her album All Mirrors. That was the song Lark. And you can see her on December 10th at the Orpheum. Kingfisher Blues, great local record label. You know, Tim the Mute, the brains behind Kingfisher Blues, devoted releaser of music. And he has a new compilation that he's put out entitled Short Songs. And as you guessed it, it's all short songs. I don't know physically, I imagine it appears on a 7-inch and it's a whole bunch of songs, but I haven't seen it in person. But good news for us. And a bunch of songs that haven't appeared elsewhere, including a song by Davina Shell, who also records as Purple Ghosts, is that it? Anyways, she was in the Oz and in Movie Land, and yeah, great stuff. So let's give a listen to her song, It's Okay, It's Okay, I'm Here, from a new compilation from Kingfisher Blues entitled Short Songs. Here we go, minute and a half.
Sleep like ocean, breathe like
All right. That is X Soft S from their brand new release entitled Hollow Ritual. That's the song Your Eyes. Before that, we heard Sylvia Rath with their song Holy Water. That's from a brand new compilation from Agony Club, Agony Club 06. And Sylvia Rath, unfortunately, no more, but I had a lot of fun having them on my show earlier this year. And at the top, we heard Davina from Short Songs, a new Kingfisher Blues comp. That was the song It's Okay, It's Okay, I'm Here. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Stay tuned. I think there might be a fine podcast coming up after this. And otherwise, it's going to be a great afternoon of podcast or of broadcasting. Either way. So keep it locked in here at CITR. I'm going to close out with a song for John Mann. He was the lead singer for Spirit of the West. And he had been battling Alzheimer's disease. And growing up here in Vancouver, it was in the 90s and, you know, before and after that, it was the Spirit of the West were a real fixture. I'm not that into Celtic music ever, but it was, you know, I saw them many, many times. It was very enjoyable and they were a big part of the local music scene. And so, very, definitely sad to hear that he has died. So I'm going to play the song Venice is Sinking. Like a strange poetic justice that the week that Venice is flooding the way that it has, that he dies given this song. And also it has this lyric in it about Marini's little man with an erection on a horse. And that is by far, it's like a puzzle in my brain. I've always like, what is he talking about? I've always thought of that song and like that line is so perplexing. So good job on that particular lyric. Rest in peace, John Mann, and thanks so much for listening, everyone. I'll be back next week. Bye.
Jesus hangs behind the clouds, above Venetian doors. His window box boasts crimson flowers fresh cut the day before. And you couldn't find a smile if you nailed it to his face. But Jesus Christ hangs his head with the floor, all dressed in black, candles thick as pillars, you can buy one off the floor. And the ceiling is painted gold, and Mary's hair is red. The old come here to kiss. On a horse.